What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Bill and McCall from Mercer Island are. Bill and McCall, are you there?
Yep, it's McHale.
Oh, McHale. I'm so sorry. So it's 2-1, Steve.
Bill, don't feel bad.
It's his birthday today.
McHale's birthday?
Yes, it is.
How old?
26.
Oh, he's a baby. Gosh. I'm so jealous. Well, hopefully you'll get a win. All right, Steve, get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Bill and McHale, okay. Right?
Yes.
Have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Don't mess me up. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Which Italian city is famously known for its canals and gondolas?
Italy?
Italian city.
Rome?
No.
Pass.
The abbreviation TBD stands for what?
Digital video.
DVD?
TBD.
TVD pass. DVD pass.
Who recently won the college national championship?
Was it Auburn or Alabama?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, pass.
Which popular 90s movie features a character named Jack Dawson?
Oh, my.
A boat sinks. It hits an iceberg.
Titanic?
There we go. Which U.S. state has the most national parks?
Idaho? Utah?
No.
Montana?
No. The 2 MLB teams from Texas are the Rangers and what? Hello?
They're there.
Are you guys still here? Bill, McHale.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
No,
well,
it's right.
They are number one.
Wow.
They got one correct.
Not on McHale's birthday.
I know. You know, maybe the connection was weird with some of the questions.
I wanted to be their phone a friend so
they
bad.
They read DVD.
Yeah.
Having a hard time hearing you. They were probably on speakerphone.
And well, I honestly don't even know if they would have got that many correct.
I feel like I'm walking into a bunch of excuses for Bill and McHale.
You know, you might be reading that, right? But you never know. Steve, are you ready?
All right.
Which Italian city is famously known for its canals and gondolas?
Vatican City.
No. Why do you want to say that all the time?
Oh, I don't know. Florence?
No.
crap. Venice.
There we go.
Yeah.
The abbreviation TBD stands for what?
To be determined.
Correct. Who recently won the college national championship?
Ohio State Buckeyes.
You know it. Which popular 90s movie features a character named Jack Dawson?
Dawson's Creek.
No.
Sorry.
Nightmare Before Christmas?
No.
The Shining?
No. Which U.S. state has the most national parks?
Washington.
No.
Oh. Montana.
No.
Wyoming.
No. The 2 MLB teams from Texas are the Rangers and what?
The Astros.
Correct. Not even legal to drink yet. How old was Taylor Swift when she took home her first album of the year Grammy?
I'd say 19.
No.
20.
She was. Which planet is known as the hottest planet?
That would be Earth.
No.
Mars?
No.
Jupiter?
No.
Damn it.
Steve, that was kind of rough for you too, but you ended up getting 5 correct, which is a win, 5-1.
5-1?
Yes.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
There were 2 of them.
Yeah. There was 2 of them. And the one that they did get correct, I gave them a large hint, which maybe you'll get the popular 90s movie featuring a character named Jack Dawson. I said, a big boat hits an iceberg.
Moby Dick. Yeah. Okay. Titanic.
Yes. That's the
Jack
one.
Jack Dawson, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll never let go, Jack.
Never let go. Which U.S. state has the most natural parks?
National parks?
National parks, sorry.
I would just guess California.
And you would have been correct.
Damn it, that was a good guess. Mm.
And which planet is the hottest planet?
Is it Uranus?
I mean, yes.
Venus.
It's Venus.
Venus.
Congrats on beating Bill and the birthday boy.
Next Saturday, February 1st, is the annual Free Throws for MS event. It's happening from noon until 3:30 at the JCC on Mercer Island. This is one of many awesome fundraisers happening for Walk MS this time of year. And there will be Krispy Kreme donuts.
Sold.
And a bunch of amazing people all there supporting the MS Society. You can get all the info at freethrowsformS.com. Do you love fast food as much as we do?
Yes.
We are a little obsessed with fast food.
Call in now because we do have a simple question to ask you. 206-803-ROCK. We promise it is a simple question for the fast food enthusiast. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after 3 days grace.
The Daily Mix Show.
In a recent interview, Chef Gordon Ramsay shared that his favorite fast food burger is, drumroll please, the Double Double Animal Style from In-N-Out Burger.
Come on, shut up.
Probably because he hasn't been to Dick's before.
Overrated. Is Gordon Ramsay the restaurant that we went to in Vegas?
Yes, it is.
And I will still contend that was one of the greatest hamburgers. It was a fake burger, but it was one of the greatest burgers I've ever eaten was at his restaurant in Vegas.
Well, and I had the real version, and it was also one of the greatest burgers I've ever had.
So it blows me away that he is such a fan of such crap that then turns around and makes such a phenomenal burger. I'm kidding. I don't mind the In-N-Out. When I was eating meat, I had the In-N-Out burger. I was like, this is good. I don't understand why people lose their mind over it.
I mean, I really like an In-N-Out burger.
Yeah.
But it's not my favorite. Yeah. But I do want to ask a simple question of our rockaholics. 206-803-ROCK. And that simple question is this. What's your favorite fast food burger? And we will start with Nick in Mount Lake Terrace. Nick, what is your favorite fast food burger?
Kid Valley.
Oh,
yeah.
Underrated. Classic.
Totally. I feel like they get left off of way too many lists.
I mean, I love that they're at the ballparks, but I always forget about them. But what type of burger do you like to get there?
Probably double bacon burger.
Yeah. Do you get the shakes?
Oh, yeah, of course. But not as much anymore. Trying to wash my figure.
Their peanut butter shake was my go-to. And back when I wasn't watching my figure. So good. But I remember when my old band, we used to go to Peter Parker. Way back in the day, we used to practice somewhere in Ravenna.
Oh,
in
yeah.
That little area. And there was a Kid Valley right by there. And that was like our go-to. Either mid-practice or at the end of practice. Let's stop at Kid Valley and let's get some burgers and shakes.
I'm getting really hungry just talking about this.
I know your mouth is watering.
206-803-ROCK. Our simple question to Phil in Everett. Phil, what is your favorite fast food burger?
I'm going to have to go with a good old Big Mac. Karen?
I know. I have to go. I got to go try a Big Mac.
I love that the judgmental voice came out right there. Like, come on, Taryn. You haven't had one yet.
Phil, maybe this will be my week.
What's that?
Maybe this will be my week. Maybe I'll finally go get myself a Big Mac.
Let me put Phil.
You got it. You'll never go back. I'm telling you.
All right, Phil. I'm going to put you to the test. I want to put you to the test. To all beef patties.
Hey, I'm not playing deep mix, Steve.
What kind of Big Mac enthusiast are you?
Okay, finish it for the
special sauce, everyone. Lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed roll or bun.
Wow.
Or
something.
Crap. You're testing somebody and you don't even know it? I don't even eat meat anymore. Cut me some slack.
Okay.
What's your favorite fast food burger then? Is it still the Whopper?
The Whopper's always. That's my goat.
And you said the Impossible Whopper.
It's good.
Pretty darn good?
I mean, it's fine. Yeah, it's at least a little bit of a... I ain't gonna lie to you. It's not. It's just as good as the actual Whopper. It's good, though. I also like a Carl's Jr. burger.
Oh, I love Carl's Jr.
Like, they had, like, one with, like, the teriyaki sauce and the pineapple. Not a good burger to eat if you're trying to drive, though.
Ooh.
Because teriyaki sauce and pineapple slides a lot more than I thought it would.
It's a messy day.
And then you have it on your shirt.
See, the one I don't get to go to very often unless I'm driving to Portland, and no, Danny, it's not In-N-Out. If I'm driving down to Oregon, I like to stop at Burgerville.
Burgerville, yes.
Love Burgerville. They do so many, like, you know, ingredients from local farms and local farmers, and I just get all nerded out every time I get their new shakes and things like that. Love their burgers.
I know they've been in a bad, they're having a little bit of a bad run in the news, but Frugal's for the longest time was a go-to, like that cheeseburger there in Tacoma.
I've never been there.
Oh, well, I mean, they've had some stuff going on.
You're really selling it.
No, I mean, Frugal's also, Frugal's, crap, Frisco Freeze.
Oh, yeah.
Tacoma as well. What about you, Danny? Besides In-N-Out.
No, it has to be the Burger King. It has to be the Whopper.
The Whopper.
All the time.
Plain broiled.
If I have to have a different answer than you, though, I think I would probably have to go with the Supersonic Cheeseburger from Sonic.
Ooh.
Yeah, and every time we go to Spokane, because they have the Sonic right there almost by the Knitting Factory. So we're always like, we'll grab that on our way out back to Seattle, and it's so good.
Somebody said Miner's Deluxe Burger with peanut butter milkshake. There are Miner's in Union Gap in Yakima. They are huge.
I've only been to the one in Yakima, and it is that good.
Do you ever just want to stop it anytime you're driving into like some small town?
Oh, yeah.
And you see like that burger place that just looks like, I'm not even sure if it's still open because it looks kind of run down.
Oh, yeah.
But then you realize it is open. You're like, I bet they have the best burgers and french fries.
I'm supposed to go to pizza for lunch today, but I think I'm going to text my friend and see if we can pivot and go get some burgers.
Where are you going
to
go?
Well, apparently I need to go choice. Get a Big Mac. I'm going to go to Burger Master, Danny.
Cool.
Sarah, do you have a, I mean, I know like you don't eat meat, but there's like veggie burgers out there.
The only fast food restaurant of burger that I've had is at Burger King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl's had a Beyond Meat burger for a while, and then they stopped offering it probably because I was the only person that was buying
probably,
it.
Probably. I know. I'm waiting for like McDonald's and everyone else to kind of get on Burger King's train. But no, I've never had a burger in my entire life. So
missing out.
That's so wild.
Isn't it?
It is so wild. Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think you can name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Coheed and Cambria with Taking Back Sunday, and that show is happening at Chateau St. Michel Winery on September 21st, 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning, we have received calls and texts from you, but we have not had a chance to connect with everyone until now. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, so give us a call if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today or if you have anything on your mind that needs to be discussed. 206-803-ROCK. Johnny Brown from Edmonds, tell us what you found. Coach,
hey,
what did you find?
How you doing? Good morning. Happy birthday, Karen.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll be 60 at the end of this month.
Oh, my gosh. Happy early birthday.
Yeah. We were going through some CDs, and we gave our son one, our daughter one, and I have two more videos of the Wiffle Bowl game we played against Paul Sylvie, Dennis Bounds, Lori Morrick on Channel 5.
Dude.
And Steve is actually in a lot of them, and he has hair.
I did have hair back then. That's how long ago this was. Johnny, I have to say, it was truly one of the most random things I think I've ever been a part of organized, which was a wiffle ball game between, we were working at a station called K-Rock at the time, if I remember correctly, and we took on Paul Sylvie and King 5. Dennis Bounds was the pitcher. It was ridiculous, and we played wiffle ball at a ballpark, and it was so much, we had jerseys or we had t-shirts, the three-quarter sleeve shirts.
Yeah.
But if I remember correctly, Johnny, our logo, wasn't it very phallic? It was the bat and two balls, if I remember correctly.
Yes, it was. And I had Dennis Bounds, and I ended up giving mine to Dennis Bounds. So he has the representation of us.
You did a jersey swap with Dennis Bounds?
Yeah. Well, everybody got one. The team photo I brought in the studio several years ago. You got one. We're all in jerseys, and that was from Rising Sports.
Rising Sports, that's right. That's awesome, dude. Johnny, that was a great time.
It was a blast, and I still think about it a lot. And when I see Sylvie or Egan, you know, at sporting events, I always ask what the worst loss of Paul Sylvie is, and he says, "Oh, when we played Rutgers, whatever, whatever." And I said, "No, it's when you got beaten wiffle ball by Andy Savage, Steve Miggs, and Jody, and myself." And he goes, "That's right, the big lefty, my son."
So great.
Rock on, coach.
I'm sure Sylvie's like, thanks for reminding me about that, you jerk.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and Bob from Tacoma would like to weigh in on our conversation we just had moments ago about the best fast food burger. Bob, what do you got?
Hey, hey guys, how are you, first of all?
Good, good.
Awesome, how are you?
Everybody staying warm?
Barely, yes. Dude, barely. It's freaking freezing.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, the furnace keeps waking me up going off at night.
Oh, yeah.
But anyhow, I wanted to weigh in on the burger subject. Nobody gave a nod, and I want to Five Guys burgers.
They're good call.
Burgers, they aren't cheap, but they are amazing, and the fries are unbelievable.
The fries are next level, and you never need to order. If you've never been there and you go, just order a small order of fries, because when they put it in your bag, they just put the small order, and then they just dump, like, another, like, five orders of french fries in your bag.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So I wanted to give them a shout.
Oh, the fries. I love their fries.
I do, too.
Yes.
I'm very hungry right now.
Someone texted and said, go to Crazy Eric's in Bremerton.
Okay.
Apparently, they sell a bag of burgers for $10. What? And I'm looking at this place, and it's totally what I'm talking about. It kind of looks like one of those, like, random drive-in type of spots. Like, it's been around forever. But how many burgers do you get in this bag? Is it just one burger?
Or
is it
like, go and find out.
That's a very, very good
field
point.
Trip, Steve.
Oh, got a text message I definitely want to get to. Mm-hmm. Someone said, Migs, you were right. Earlier this morning, we were talking about Crazy Town's Butterfly. You remember that song?
Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
And I said, I'm pretty sure that was a sample of a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. And all of you all looked at me like I was crazy. I'm like, well, maybe I'm crazy for believing that. But he's like, yep. It was a Chili Peppers song called Pretty Little Ditty, which is on Mother's Milk.
Oh, yeah.
And it was sampled by Crazy Town for their song Butterfly, which obviously then became a giant hit. And I grabbed, so if you don't remember the Crazy Town song, of course, I think most people do, but here's a sample of it.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
Okay, so that's the Crazy Town song. And here's the Chili Pepper song, which is really just like a jam between John Frusciante and Flea.
Okay.
Here, we'll check it out. Isn't that cool?
I mean, when you
That one went dun, dun, dun. The other one went dun, dun, dun. Oh, thank you, Vanilla Ice.
When you said that,
Is that what the V stands for in Danny V? Is Vanilla Ice all these years?
Yeah. When you said that earlier, I thought, man, it is reminiscent of a Chili Peppers riff.
Yeah, and it's just like an instrumental. And someone even said a random jam session by the Chili Peppers became another band's biggest hit. And I don't know how true this is, but you start reading the comments, you go down the rabbit hole of people commenting on it, and somebody said that Butterfly was the first sample that the Red Hot Chili Peppers ever cleared. Like, they never said yes to anyone sampling their stuff, but they said yes to that one because they loved Crazy Town so much that they took them on tour with them.
That's pretty cool.
And they took minimal, I mean, they got royalties, don't get it twisted, but they took minimal royalties from the sampling by Crazy Town because they wanted to see them make some money.
That's pretty nice of them to do that.
Pretty cool testament to what the Red Hot Chili Peppers were all about.
I dig it.
Yeah, but that's such a weird song that then eventually became like this upbeat kind of party hip-hop song.
I mean, according to that story earlier, one of the number one one-hit wonder party songs.
That's right.
A little horn in there?
Oh, yeah. The whole song gets kind of trippy just as it keeps going. Like, it's just like it's honestly, it's just like an experimental jam.
He's going with the air guitar again.
Oh, I'm air bassing. Come on.
Air bass.
Have you not seen my thumb slapping?
It looks very similar to your air guitar. Have you guys ever gotten super paranoid for any reason? Like, super paranoid.
Sober? No.
Well, yesterday was one of those moments for me. So what happened? I will tell you all about my paranoia at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
So as you know, Steve Miggs, I have decided that it's a new year, it's a new me, and I'm trying not to drink during the week, which I've been very successful at so far.
Have you slipped at all?
No, I've been doing great. I've been doing really good.
Just
obviously
drunk on the
weekends. Just a big birthday weekend that I came off of. But yesterday, Brad and I wanted to take the dogs for a nice long walk because it was such a beautiful day and we're trying to move our bodies more.
Yeah.
So he, of course, grabs a little smoking device and asked me if I would like to
partake
in that. And so I said, sure. Now, mind you, I love my little mommy edible at night before I go to bed at 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Right.
Helps me sleep. But I'm not a daytime smoker at all. So, of course, I do a little puff, puff, pass. We're walking in our neighborhood, and all of a sudden, this black lab comes running out of this yard. Yes. And this dog is barking and barking and barking. I start panicking. Like, it's going to be Cujo coming after us, rabid, and is going to take us all down. So I am, like, yanking the dogs, like, we got to turn around. We got to go now. And Brad's like, hey, man, I think the dog just wants to wish Kai a happy birthday. Because it was our dog's birthday yesterday. I'm like, Brad, we've got to get out of here now.
He's right. That black lab showed up with a birthday cake.
But I'm not kidding. This dog followed us and followed us and followed us and kept barking and kept barking. And I was just waiting for him to unleash on us.
Back in my stoner days, what you just did, we would call blowing your cover. Like, you would try not to seem stoned around people. And then something would happen and you would do something where you just completely blew your cover. And that's exactly what you did yesterday.
Brad could not have been any more calm. He's just strolling in the sunlight, no issues at all, and I am completely coming unhinged because I thought we were going
to
be attacked.
Is this a usual reaction to smoking weed for you? Like, are you a paranoid type of a person when you get stoned?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't like to have to exist in the world, especially if there's going to be like other people around. I really don't like to be that in that state.
Right.
So it was just Brad and I, thankfully. If there had been other people there, it would have been much worse.
Back in my stoner days, I got to a point where that's why part of why I was like, I got to stop doing this, because I would get super paranoid or get in my own head. All I wanted to do is not be around. I didn't want to be around people, and I just want to watch music videos on YouTube. And that's all I ever wanted to do. Or wrestling. Yeah.
That's why it's my nighttime medicine right before bed.
I love that you're freaking out about this dog, and your husband's so stoned that he thinks this dog is coming over to wish your dog a happy birthday.
It was two different universes that we were living in at that time. A man has caused $1 million in damages, and I am fairly certain he could be my son's hero. We're going to tell you what happened during the Daily Mix download after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Mix Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us. He's shivering because it's very cold in this building.
It's frigid at our end of the building. It's not so bad in here, but down there, you know, where we sit away from all of you riffraff down
here. Yeah, it's a little nippy over there.
It's a little chilly, yeah.
To keep you from falling asleep.
Uh-huh. Eric Powers and I were about to hug for body heat.
That's
you're
going to
say Eric Powers' turkeys were done. I was like, hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Congratulations to number 51 for your Seattle Mariners, Ichiro Suzuki, becoming the first Japanese player elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame. He received 393 out of 394 votes, and now everybody, there's a witch hunt going on right now trying to figure out which baseball writer thought that he did not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, because that's just bonkers.
I saw this story this morning, and apparently, you know, some people just don't think that players should get in on the first ballot. They should have to wait at least a year, and that's why this one person,
which is so stupid.
It is stupid. I agree.
What a weird way of thinking. Like, that's the guy that also wants to argue with you at a party over everything.
For sure.
Now, Felix Hernandez also, it was his first chance of going into the Hall of Fame, and maybe that's why all the reporters decided not to vote him in. I think he got like 20-something percent, which wasn't great, but understandable, and from everything I've read, it sounds like over time, probably like 5 or 6 years, he'll be making a good run for being in the Hall of Fame.
For sure. A woman in South Carolina copied another customer's purchase at a convenience store and ended up winning a $200,000 lottery prize. She just told the clerk, basically, I'll have what he's having. He had $25 worth of the same $5 tickets that the previous customer had, and later said that she just hopes that the gentleman in front of her won something good, too.
Yeah, it was probably less than $25.
He is pissed at her. And real quick, your son will appreciate this story. A Winnipeg man, he was just arrested because he caused over $1 million in damages by driving an excavator into vehicles and buildings while under the influence of drugs. Not the drugs part.
No.
The excavator part.
Oh,
yes.
No.
I appreciate the drugs part.
He was on crack cocaine and meth.
Okay.
And I love this.
That's like, a little extreme for me.
They're like, why'd you do it? He says, well, there are keys in it.
He blamed it on the fact that the keys were in the excavator.
How could you not do it?
That's a very good point. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 43 degrees. It's going to be sunny today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Brian Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.